Friday, June 12th, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka, in studio, Kazim and Chloe. The weather forecast, cloudy skies continue, and the heat index for the next several days shows 33 to 40 degrees, with southeast to southwest winds 14 to 28 kilometers per hour. Here's Emanuele talking about eating, about food. Emanuele, good morning. Let's talk about one of our favorite subjects, food.
Food.
Hmm?
Part of myself that likes to eat. Part of myself that likes to eat a lot. Part of myself that doesn't like at all to eat. He would like to be even beyond it and forget.
Free from that, huh?
Yeah, free from that. And there is joy in both. Joy. Yeah, and this is joy is a big word for food.
Mm.
But we were talking also before about the attitudes. No? Mm. Yeah, we were talking about the people that they say that you should or you shouldn't do that or do this, and all these should and shouldn't are killing. No, as we were telling before.
These rules.
All these rules regarding something, anything, can be the subject of food or work or relationships or life itself. No? You have to be conscious at each moment of the true things that has to be there, no? At that moment. Regarding the food, is the same. If you are in a diet or if you are in a special treatment or if you are not. I sense that at each moment you can have or not anything, no? With discrimination. We don't have to forget the discrimination, of course. You don't have to go to extremes. But it's a question of attitude, what you are eating or not eating. And
so being grateful for what you're eating, I should think, would be a big thing.
If you remember it.
If you can remember it.
If you can remember to be grateful, is already a kind of vibration that goes into the moment itself, not only into the food, but in your body and in the moment itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ensemble, your body, the food, and the moment itself. Yes, that is the correct attitude, that if we can have it, at least mentally, then it can be in your heart. Physically, we are not there yet, I guess, at least myself. But at least with what we have as awareness, if we can have this awareness that it's always him, no?
Mm-hmm.
That is in the food and is what is eating, and each moment for any kind of activities. It's to try to remember that it's only him, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be in a moment, it can be him that says or creates the circumstance that you are eating raw food, or you need to have meat, or only vegetables, or steamed, or grains, or whatever, no?
Mm-hmm.
Each moment you have to be very plastic, no? Plastic and supple. To the moment, flexible in the attitude, always keeping that the thing that it's him everywhere. There is no separation from that.
Oroville's Mani Kandan cycled last Friday for 12 hours, covering a 90-kilometer distance through Pondicherry and its immediate bioregion to campaign against global warming on the occasion of World Environmental Day. Deepanam School needs someone to work, that is, to play, at mathematics with 10 to 14-year-old youngsters for about 8 to 10 hours per week. Contact Deepanam School, Svetlana or Falguni, 262-2450. Oroville's cycle paths have been granted more funding for new paths to be developed. Stewards are needed to take care of the cycle paths. There'll be a meeting on planning new paths along with stewardship of them at Town Hall, second floor, Wednesday, June 17th, 10:30 a.m. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians, and thanks for listening.